Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. Luke chapter 24. We're going to look there in just a minute. We're going to pray. We have some preaching this morning. Luke 24. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the lovely day that you've given us. What a blessing it is to be in church. Thank you for our people. Thank you for these that have come. And Lord, what a blessing to have them here. And Lord, once again, we ask you, as we've asked you so many times before, we ask you that you minister to our hearts. Lord, give us what we need. We need to hear from heaven. We need to hear from you. Lord, speak to our hearts. Use the scriptures and use the Bible. Use the words therein to give us what we need. Lord, I pray that you bless in a special way. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. Bless this morning. Lord, give us a great spirit. May the Holy Spirit descend upon our people. And Lord, give us what we need. We love you. Bless now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. This past Friday, April 1st, I took my dad over to West Hampton, and my mom is buried there in the mausoleum, and we were there. We spent some time there. April 1st was the one-year anniversary of mom's homegoing. She went to be with the Lord 1 year ago, April 1st. Obviously a tough time for dad. They had been married for 50 years, and we sat there for a while, and as I sat there and thought thereon, it wasn't a lot of people say, oh, God spoke to me, and no, it wasn't an audible voice, but in thought, he brought this thought to me, and he brought this verse to mind, and all of a sudden this thought came to me, and as I thought to myself, I thought, you know, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Mom's not here, and I know that she's not. I've always known that, but she's not in that box. She's in a mausoleum, and she's in a casket up there, about I think five rows up. And I thought, you know, mom's not there. She's not in that box. That may be her body, but she's gone on to be with the Lord. And this verse came to me, and I couldn't get away from it. And I know it's not Easter. Easter is in 4 weeks, and I probably should have saved it, but I don't do that. I get the truth, and I get a message, and I try to pass them on. But this verse came to me from the book of Luke, the saying, "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Look at Luke chapter 24. And as I thought upon that verse, I thought how true that is today. And Luke 24, look at verse number 1. Notice what the Bible says. It says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in," notice, "and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass," notice, "as they were much," what's that next word? "Perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were," what's the next word? Notice that they find not the body of Jesus. They're there and they're much perplexed. They don't know what to do. They're looking for Christ, and he's not there, and they can't find the body. And all of a sudden, they're perplexed, and all of a sudden, two men stood by them in shining garments. And the Bible says that they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth. Notice, they said unto them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Man, what a great verse. The angel said unto them, he says, "Why are you looking for something that is living, for something that is alive? Why are you looking for him where all you can find is dead and death? Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Look at verse number 6. "He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest." Notice that the angel said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you." Let me give you several observations that I thought as I was sitting there. The question again, why seek ye the living among the dead? You know, my question is, who are you looking for? if they're saved, that they have trusted Christ as their Savior, if they have called upon the name of the Lord, they're alive and well. Amen. Amen. Anybody believe that? Oh, okay. For a minute there, I thought I was at a different church. If they have trusted Christ, if they have received Christ, and they have called upon the name of the Lord, they're alive and doing well. Now, their body may be in a box, and their body may be in a casket, but they're doing fine, I promise you. If that's not true, then let's close our Bibles and go home. If that's not true, if we don't believe that, then we might just call it quit and go out and drink, eat and be merry. It is like looking for fresh. It's like looking for fresh vegetables at Lowe's Home Improvement. Anybody ever done that? Has anybody ever looked for fresh vegetables at Lowe's Home Improvement? The only vegetables that you're going to find at Lowe's will be on that sausage stand that sits right there in front of the door. That's not right. It's not right that you go in for parts and all of a sudden you smell the onions and the peppers and the sausage. I mean, glory to God. I mean, that just ain't right. And it's really not right that you got to pay $10 for them or something like that. But that smell, that's the only fresh vegetables that you're going to find in Lowe's. It's like looking for a sledgehammer in a Hallmark's card store. You go into Hallmark, what's their greeting cards, and what is forget me not? And you go into Hallmark and says, man, I'm looking for a sledgehammer. And they're going to look at you like you stepped out of a spaceship or something. It's like looking for a low-calorie salad at a fudge store. You're not going to find it. What in the world are you doing? You're in the wrong place. You're never going to find anything like that here. You're not going to find a sledgehammer in a China store. You're not going to find a ribeye steak at a hamburger joint. You're not going to find alcohol and an addiction get-together. It's not going to happen. You're not going to find the living among the dead. And that's what the angel was trying to get across to these ladies, to say, hey, you're not going to find him here. And you know what? You're not going to find your loved one in the mausoleum either. And you're not going to find him in the cemetery. And they that have trusted Christ as their Savior, they're not there. Why seek ye the living among the dead? They're not there. Nope. They're not in that box. They're not at the cemetery. They're not in that crate. Can you imagine how awful it would be to be cooped up in a box for 100 years? Or for 200 years, for a day or so. I know this is, some of you won't like this, but when I was a teenager, at the youth center that I was working, this wasn't in my notes, and people say they get in trouble when you go off the cuff, and I know I'm going to get in trouble, but that's okay, because I want to live on the edge. But I was working at the youth center, and we were having a haunted house in the gymnasium, and they wanted me to be the Dracula, so I had a suit on and a bow tie and this and that, and I was all painted white on, and I had to get in this box, I was there in that box. I mean, it was no fun at all. I was there, and I was just sitting there, and it was no fun at all. And the families would come through, and they'd stop at the box and see me, And it was getting kind of, I was getting antsy. And I remember this mother came with a little child. And they said, see, it's just dragon. It's not going to hurt you and stuff like that. At that moment, I said, you know what? I've had enough. And while I was sitting there, I got up and I got up like this. And boy, that lady about dropped her child, and that kid was screaming. But to be cooped up in a box in a crate for it'd be incredible. And to be restrained to that box, to be restrained to the cast, it's a good thing they're dead. But they would go crazy in that box, and I would go crazy in that box. But they're not there. Their body is there. Their body is left behind. The body will one day be reunited with the soul. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. But that's not them that are in that box. The body will have to resurrect from the dirt. And I thought, you know, before we get too critical, they had these bookshelves and with glass and they had the what do you call those things? The what? Urns. Yes, with the and then they had pictures and you know, one had had a ring and had a like a high school ring and had different things and different memorials of their loved ones and I thought, wow, you know, but the body will have to resurrect from the dirt because that's what we are. We, you know, we're made of dirt, and when we die, we're going to return to dirt. But the soul is gone. The body must wait. But the soul, which is that is within you, that person that is saved, they're not there. Thirdly, they're with the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:8, it says this: to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The truth of the matter is this: if you have trusted Christ as your Savior and submitted to what He did on the cross when He died for your sins, if anything would happen to you, you would be with the Lord. Now your body would stay here on earth, and your body would, you know, we'd have a funeral service, and we'd go and we'd bury you, we'd put you in the ground, or we'd put you in a mausoleum, in a crate, or, you know, we'd put you in an urn, and I don't know that there'd be any way that'd get somebody like me or Rocky in a little vase like that. But they'd put you there, and you know what? That would be our bodies, but our souls would be reunited with the Lord. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Jesus told the thief on the cross, as he hung there on the cross, minutes prior to his death, Jesus said to him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." You know what? His body stayed behind, but that thief on the cross was that day with Christ. Why? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Stephen, if you remember the story of Stephen in Acts chapter 7, as he was about to be stoned to death, I mean, as he was about to be martyred, you know, he looked up to heaven and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father. And someone argued doctrinally that's incorrect, for Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father. Yeah, but the response came that stating that Jesus stood to his feet as he saw Stephen approaching heaven's portals to greet him into his presence. Why? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Here's the thing, if you have trusted Christ and you have put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you've submitted to what He did on the cross, you know what? You won't be dead for one day in your life. Because you'll go from absent from the body to present with the Lord. See, eternal life starts right away. And that's a wonderful thing. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And then I thought, you know what? Remember His words. The angel said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but He is risen. Remember how He spake unto you when He was in yet Galilee." Remember His words. Remember how He spake unto you. Remember what He said in Jesus in John 11, verse 25 and 26. Don't turn. Let me just read it to you. Jesus said this. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Jesus was explaining to Mary and Martha. He said, "Hey, you need to understand that I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." So you know what? Those that have trusted Christ and those that are in the ground, in cemetery, or in a mausoleum, or in urns. Hey, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. John 14:6, Jesus said unto them, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." In John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have more abundantly," eternal life. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is alive. Hey, Jesus is the light of the world. He is the life. And one of the most famous, incredible miracles that Jesus performed while He was on this earth, He brought back to life a man that had been dead for 4 days. 4 days. A man that had to have stunk in the grave. You know, if of course we live out in the country, and And roadkill is nothing out there, but kids were walking in our yard. He says, Dad, you got to come see the, you know, you got to come see the body of this deer. It's gross, and it stinks, and it was in our yard, and this man had been dead for 4 days, and he had been in the tomb for 4 days, and no doubt he had to stink. And this man was brought back to life by the speaking of one word. One word. Jesus brought him back to life by one word. You know what that word was? No. Tell you what is this, what it was. What one word? That's two words. Lazarus! Lazarus! That's what Jesus said. In a minute that Jesus said, Lazarus, all of a sudden, you know what Lazarus did? He did this. I can imitate. I know this. I can imitate it. This is what he did. Lazarus! And he was brought back to life. He couldn't move. He was all bandaged up. He was stuck there. Jesus said, Lazarus, brought back to life. He says, come forth. And he got up and went to see Jesus. Bible says that Jesus spoke and cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. He that was dead had come forth. He that was dead is now alive. How did it happen? I'll tell you how it happened. Jesus is the resurrection and life, and whosoever liveth and believeth in him shall never die. I'll close with this and I'll be done. I don't feel bad for mom, honestly. Good night. She's with Jesus. She is present with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Do you know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for that man right there sitting over there who had been married to her for 50 years. I don't feel bad for her. I mean, she's gone. She's loosened from him, but I feel bad for him because he's lost his wife and now he lives alone, and I visit him and I spend time with him and I try to serve him, but he's alone. I know that he misses her greatly, but I don't feel sorry for her, to be honest with you. I'm glad that she's with Jesus. I'm glad that she's in heaven. I'm glad that there's no more pain and no more sorrow, no more heart. Most of her family's was in Cuba, and no sorrow, no heartache, no more pain in her legs. Hey, I don't feel sorry for her one bit. I feel sorry for him. Do you know who I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for the parents of a 3-month-old baby that went to be with the Lord. 3-month-old. Now, I don't feel bad for the baby. Good night. Can you imagine all that he's going to be spared from? You with me? I mean, He passed life, and he went straight to Jesus, and he's gone, and I don't feel bad for the baby. He's with the Lord, but I feel for his parents. They only got to have that child for 3 months. I hope the Lord blessed them with more. I don't know, but my breaks for them. I've got 5 children. 5 children, and all of them are healthy, good-looking, intelligent. Except for my oldest, Andrew. He's just healthy. Just healthy. And now he's 6. The Lord. That they know that, and that they know what that they were in. I don't know if it was maybe my phone. Thought about it as I was there. Don't leave friends and families behind wandering in Galilee. You know, and as I sat there, what the scripture says, Lord, I didn't say it, you said it. And Lord, you gave us an example. You gave us an example of it in Lord Jesus Christ. He came to give us the victory over death. Lord, help us to realize this morning that I have no doubt that the cemeteries and mausoleums and all over are full of people, Lord, many of them that are not there. Or their bodies remain, but their soul is with the Lord Jesus. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And Lord, if we're here this morning and we've never put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, may we do that this morning. May we realize the importance of trusting you. And Lord, it's a decision that we must decide for ourselves. We can't be forced into. We can't be pushed into. It's on our own. We've got to decide. But Lord, how important it is, number one, to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive what he did, to accept what he did on the cross when he died for our sins. And then secondly, Lord, we have loved ones that have passed away, loved ones that trusted Christ, loved one that died in Christ. Lord, may we be comforted to know that they are not here, that they are with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So this morning, Lord, as we close, help us. If there's one here that's not saved, may they come. May they come and sit in the front row or get my attention. And someone will take the Bible and show them from the Bible how they can know for sure if they died today that they would have that eternal life that you promised to give us. I pray you bless. Work an invitation this morning. In Jesus' name, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm just going to ask you one couple quick questions. Saved or not, I don't know if he had trusted Christ or not, but certainly what a relief and what a sense of, it's tough burying your mom and the vehicle slid off the exit and where you really are. You've got loved ones that are not there, or their bodies remain, but their souls. Four days. She died on September 30th and he died on October 4th. I can't speak for these for several years ago. These were precious friends to us and still are. And on April 11th will be the anniversary of their daughter, Amanda Alzate. I can't imagine how terribly tough it had to have been for a precious family of seven to say goodbye to their daughter and for brothers and sisters to say goodbye to their sisters. A young lady that was in the prime of her life, a young lady that was in the center of God's will. I don't remember all the details, but her and her friend were going to work and they missed the interstate exit and the vehicle slid off the exit and turned several times And Amanda and her friend, I think Amanda was thrown from the car and she died at the side, and I think the other girl died also. How did it happen? Just like that, in the snap of the finger, she's gone. I've got a reminder in my phone that comes about this time to say Amanda Alzate's anniversary. And every year I call Fabian, and I said, hey, buddy, thinking about you. Young lady in college, in Christian college, in the center of God's will. And all of a sudden, she's gone just like that. But you know the truth of the matter is? She's really gone. I mean, she is gone. Hey, she's not here. Don't look for her here. Don't look for her in the cemetery. Don't look for her in the mausoleum. Don't look for her anywhere. Why? Because she's not here. She's gone. She's gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. Do you know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for those that are left behind. That's just a handful of examples that you can that I saw there as I was, and I thought about it as I was there in the mausoleum this Friday, and just looking and reading the dates and reading some of what was on there. You can take those examples and multiply them by the hundreds and the thousands and thousands. Just recently in Japan, I think the number dead were probably by now well over 10,000, with another 10,000 or more missing. Would God that they got to know Christ and before it all happened. If you've trusted Christ, if you've trusted Christ, you won't be dead for a day of your life. You won't be dead for a day of your life. To those that are saved, you have eternal life, and it doesn't start when you die. It starts when you trust Christ. It starts when you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you receive him as your Savior. And if you've done that, I won't be looking for you in a cemetery. For why seek ye the living among the dead? If you're here this morning and you've never trusted Christ, I plead with you, would you consider doing this morning? Receiving the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Lord Jesus, he'll give you eternal life. He'll give you eternal life, and you won't be dead for one day in your life. Don't leave friends and families behind wondering where you really are. You know, you've heard him, and I've heard him at work and in the secular field, and people work, man, he passed it. Do you think he made it? Well, bless God, brother, I don't have to think. If you put your trust in Lord Jesus Christ, you're not here. And for most of us that have been left behind, if your loved one was saved, you know what? Why seek ye the living among the dead? You ought to be so thankful that because of Christ, you'll see that loved one again. But the truth of the matter, he's not here. He's not here. They are not here. They're with the Lord. These ladies, and I'm done, these ladies came into the tomb, and the Bible says that when they entered in, they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. They didn't find his body. They didn't know where to go. They didn't know who to ask. They didn't know what to do. And the Bible says, and it came to pass as they were much perplexed thereabout. I mean, they didn't know where to turn. They didn't know what to do. That these two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, they were terrified. They bowed their heads, their faces to the earth. They said unto them, the men said to them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. You know, and as I sat there in the mausoleum, I said, man, I don't mind going. But as I sat there, it was the Lord saying, you know what? He's not here. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Wow. If you've got loved ones, I came into Sunday school, and I heard the prayers, and I heard some of the requests, and the loss of loved ones, and no doubt I feel for you. Butch lost his stepmom this past week. I don't know if she was saved or not. I don't know. But the truth of the matter is, if you have lost loved ones, the interesting thing, as you get older and older and older, you seem to lose more and more and more. I mean, that's just that's just mathematics. That's just, and you lose more friends, and you lose more loved ones, more families. But I'm here to tell you, if they've trusted Christ, you don't have to fret one bit. Now, I feel for you. My heart goes out to you. But they're not here. They're gone, gone. They're gone, gone. And what a wonderful thing to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Father, I've got to quit. But Lord, help us to realize this morning what the scripture says. Lord, I didn't say it. You said it. And Lord, you gave us an example. You gave us an example of it in Lord Jesus Christ. He came to give us the victory over death. Lord, help us to realize this morning that I've no doubt that the cemeteries and mausoleums and all over are full of people, Lord, many of them that are not there. Or their bodies remain, but their soul is with the Lord Jesus. for to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And Lord, if we're here this morning and we've never put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, may we do that this morning. May we realize the importance of trusting you. And Lord, it's a decision that we must decide for ourselves. We can't be forced into. We can't be pushed into. It's on our own. We've got to decide. But Lord, how important it is, number one, to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive what he did, to accept what he did on the cross when he died for our sins. And then secondly, Lord, we have loved ones that have passed away, loved ones that trusted Christ, loved one that died in Christ. Lord, may we be comforted to know that they are not here, that they are with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So this morning, Lord, as we close, help us. If there's one here that's not saved, may they come. May they come sit in the front row or get my attention. And someone will take the Bible and show them from the Bible how they can know for sure if they died today that they would have that eternal life that you promised to give us. I pray you bless. Work an invitation this morning. In Jesus' name, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm just going to ask you one couple quick questions. To know that they are not here, that they are with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So this morning, Lord, as we close, help us. If there's one here that's not saved, may they come. May they come sit in the front row or get my attention. And someone will take the Bible and show them from the Bible how they can know for sure if they died today that they would have that eternal life that you promised to give us. I pray you bless. Work an invitation this morning. In Jesus' name.